please welcome Ellie Zirkel.
Well, hello. First, I have to thank my dogs. Keto, Nacho, Chica, Waylon, Willie, Clyde, Pud, Boondocks, Olivia, Mac, Sissy, and the five dogs who are staying with Margie right now. Chemo, Scruggs, Schmo, Biscuit, and Scout. So I want to thank them. then I need to thank Megan. Megan, thank you for being a fantastic dog person for 2 years. Taking care of our dogs as if they were your dogs. They are. And I did the best I could to get them to you to the finish line, healthy and happy. Thank you, Moira, for being my right-hand man. I thought of you many times out there on the toughest conditions, and you are an inspiration to keep me going. Family and friends. We could all thank our family and friends if I stood up here for 45 minutes. And I want to thank my sponsors, because most of my sponsors have become my friends. If you're not my friend yet, I'm going to make you my friend. Thank you. Alan. So, do you want to hear a story?
No!
No? There I was in White Mountain, and I had a fantastic race up until White Mountain. It was great. It was fantastic, and I was an hour behind Jeff King, one of the best mushers in the world. And I had a great team, though. And I left White Mountain, and the dogs looked fantastic. And I thought, to be honest with you, I thought I had 25% chance that I could catch him. I was fit, my dogs were fit, I had two ski poles, I was ready to go, and so for about 3.5 hours after leaving White Mountain, I was rolling. And I kept looking in the mountains ahead to see if I could see Jeff, and I never did. I never did see him. And then we took a sharp downhill, which happens, you go down Topcock Mountain, and you get right along the seashore. Those of you who don't know the layout, you go right about on the seashore and you take a sharp right, and there you follow the seashore for 20 or so miles until you reach the last checkpoint, safety. So the wind started picking up a little bit there, and you pass the shelter cabin right there at Solomon, and most mushers know, if you need to stop, stop. If you don't need to stop, keep going to your next safety spot. So the wind wasn't too bad, so I kept going. And then the wind got pretty bad. I have a lot of mushing experience. I've been mushing for 20 years, and a lot of that is in interior Alaska, but a lot of that has been in the North Slope and the Brooks Range and that kind of thing. And the winds that my team endured out on that trail were phenomenal, and I am incredibly impressed with my dog team and my ability to hang on to the sled. many times I thought we were probably going to get blown into the ocean. The ocean wasn't frozen right there, so it seemed like not the best alternative. It got to the point where I guess I always knew I was going to make it. But I'll be honest with you, I was that close to not making it to safety. And when I pulled into safety, I looked at the clipboard that all mushers look at when they sign in. And Jeff King's name wasn't on that clipboard. And there was a little bit of time there when I thought Jeff was dead. I thought there was no way that someone could stay out there for that long camping with their dogs in those conditions. So I parked my team, and I went inside safety, and I made my concern known to everyone. And they said, oh, he's camping. I said, oh, no, he's not camping. And about 10 minutes later, Jeff walked in the door, and I gave Jeff a huge hug. And Jeff and I aren't friends. We're not good friends or anything. I wouldn't sit and have a cup of coffee with Jeff King and talk about how his day was, but I was pretty happy to see Jeff. But then Jeff said to me, my dogs aren't here. And all of a sudden, the priority was something different. The Iditarod Trail sled dog race for me right then was somewhat over. Like, my priority was to get to safety, and then was for the safety of, you know, the teams that were there with me. So we kind of all huddled around, and of course I had nothing to do with it, but the insider crew, the cameramen, who I would like to thank, I'm sure Jeff has thanked them, but they went out in this ferocious storm and you know, in order with Jeff on the back of the snow machine to get Jeff's dogs. So I think that's pretty admirable to put yourself in a pretty harsh position to go save someone else's dogs. So I really want to thank those guys. So I was a little bit tired, probably mentally and exhausted almost more than physically at that point, and I was sitting in a chair, and I fell asleep for about 30 minutes or so. And then I woke to people saying, hey, here comes a headlight. Here comes a couple headlights. And I thought, all right, you know, either this is Dallas and he's made it, or Jeff's coming back with his dogs. Either one, honestly, was good. And I went out on the porch, the safety cabin, and it was Dallas. And he looked great. And he signed in, and he moved some dogs around, and his dogs looked pretty good, and the blankets were flapping, but they weren't cringing, and they were ready to go, and he took off, and I thought, we can go! So I went out back, and I hooked up my team, and the last 22 miles of my race was fun. It was no longer that other race, it was fun, and I did the darndest to catch that young man. And we flew up Cape Nome and we flew down Cape Nome, and I could tell Dallas was looking back at me. I think he thought he was sneaky because he had his headlight on and he kept shining it back at me, and he was trying to cover it up, and I could see these two little beams in between his hand as he looked back at me, and I was going and I could tell he was going, and he's not one that you should really run a sprint to, especially what, 27-year-old? Never mind. And the last moment I thought I caught him. I was right down, right where you come up on the street, and there was a headlight, and it would look back at me, and it'd look up on the street, and it'd look back at me, and it'd look up on the street, and I was like, oh my God, I got him. And it was this man standing there directing me to go up the hill. So I got on the street, and I was like, dah. So I knew I missed him. I have no regrets. That was a fantastic race, and congratulations, Dallas. I have one other thing. When I traveled up most of the trail, my people are very good to me. Fans are very good to me, and a lot of people were really excited in the village of Unicleet when I was lucky enough to get in there first. And so a lot of people came around and took pictures of me with them. I probably spent about 20 minutes taking pictures. Finally, I was able to go over, sit in a corner, and try to have a little bit of food, and this really pleasant mid-20s young gal came over and kind of meekly asked me, she said, Allie, can I take my picture with you? Yeah, sure, no problem. She took a picture and then she stood back and she said, my boyfriend boyfriend thinks women are sissies. So when you win this race, I'm gonna show him this picture. So, I wanted to ask the 13 women that finished this race this year to stand up. I don't feel like a sissy, do you guys?